This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur, Al-Afu. All three names have to do with the forgiveness of sins. Ghafara means to conceal. And so maghfira is the concealing of sins. Ghaffar is the one who covers and conceals the sins of his servants. Afu is the one who erases the traces of sins. So the Arabs would say, عَفَّتِ الرِّيحُ عَنِ الْأَثَرِ, that the wind erased the trace. And these beautiful names have to do with the forgiveness of sins. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one where we are creatures that sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Lord who conceals the fault of our sins, conceals the harms of our sins, forgives our sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ, that every son of Adam is a sinner, and the best of those who sin are those who repent. There's no scenario where you're gonna go every day of your life and not commit mistakes. But know that you have a Lord who forgives you when you seek His forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, sometimes in the hadiths in Muslim, he says, sometimes I feel a veil over my heart, and so I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness over 100 times a day. That's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what about us? So what are some of the ways to obtain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness? Number one, goodness to his creation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that's in Bukhari that while a dog was walking around a well about to die from thirst, a prostitute from Bani Israel saw it and then took off her shoe. She went into the well, got water from the well, and gave it to the dog, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her sins because of that. And also in another hadith, it's also in Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that there was a merchant who used to loan people money. And whenever he would go and send out his collectors, he would say to them, whoever you find not able to pay, forgive them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. One of the ways that we engage with this name is to ask ourselves, are we forgiving people? Do we forgive? And I want to give you one of the most difficult things to forgive. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had a relative named Mislam, and he used to spend money on him. He used to support him financially. There was a moment in the seerah that would become a very painful moment in which the hypocrites of Medina began a rumor, a slander really, of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they accused her of adultery. Unfortunately, it wasn't just the hypocrites, but some of the believers lent an ear to that slander, and some of them even spread it themselves. And one of them was Mislam. Could you imagine the insult to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Not only is the honor of his daughter being disparaged, his honor being disparaged, and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Abu Bakr cared for even more than himself, was also being attacked. And it's being attacked by who? But someone who Abu Bakr literally supported before this was getting involved. I mean, this person is literally biting the hand that feeds him. So when the verses in Surah An-Nur declaring forever our mother Aisha's innocence was revealed, Abu Bakr did what any one of us would have done. He declared that he was going to cut him off and he was never going to help him again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, let not those of virtue among you and wealth swear to not give to their relatives and the needy and the migrants for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا, and let them pardon and overlook. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, would you not love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Abu Bakr's response was immediate. Yes, I would love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. And he immediately began to financially support him again. Ask yourself this question. If by forgiving that person, no matter who it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive me, would I forgive them? We have to remember that even as we're seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for our shortcomings, our mistakes and sins, we should manifest that forgiveness in our own capacity towards others. Number two, doing good deeds. Because doing good deeds forgives sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلُفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah says, and establish the prayer at the two ends of the day and at the approach of the night. Indeed, good deeds do away with misdeeds. Good deeds erase bad deeds. One of the greatest ways that sins can be forgiven is by simply good deeds. And we all know that Umrah to Umrah and Ramadan to Ramadan and Jum'ah to Jum'ah and the prayers one after the other, that they all erase the minor sins. And so good deeds continue to erase bad deeds. And that brings me to Al-Afu. And the Al-Afu is to pardon sins, to erase them completely. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi, if I experience Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? And he taught her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are afu, You love to pardon sins. So pardon my sins. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last 10 nights to pardon our sins, to erase the trace of our sins. A person might then ask and say, hold on a second. If afu is to erase the sins and maghfirah is for the sins to be concealed, but they're still there, why would I ever ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for maghfirah? I should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afu, for the sins to be erased. That's the higher level, right? Well, the answer to that is you want to ask for both. Right? You want to have all of your bases covered. If you don't get afu, that at least you get maghfirah, that you are protected from the harm of your sins. And then the last nugget that I want to share with you is the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. That dua that you make at the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, you say, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you're starting from the highest. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afu. وَعْفُ عَنَّا. Pardon our sins. Erase the trace of our sins. Make these sins not on our record anymore. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And conceal our sins. Protect us from the harm of our sins. So if they're not erased completely, then let us not be harmed by those sins on the Day of Judgment. وَرْحَمْنَا. Have mercy on us. Now let's say that we're not protected from the harm of our sins. Let your mercy envelop us. So I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm trying to cover all of my bases with regards to this du'a. And then you say, أنت مولانا. Oh Allah, you are our protector. فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. So give us victory over the disbelievers. You might ask yourself, where does the shift happen from asking Allah for forgiveness to asking for victory over the disbelievers? You have to understand and appreciate something that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu taught us, and he knew very well, and that is that you are not given defeat except because of the cause of your own sins. That our sins are the cause of our defeat. And so one of the things when we're trying to bring victory so much to our brothers and sisters all over the Muslim world, all of these problems that we see, one of the causes undoubtedly is our sins. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory over the disbelievers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our deeds and to forgive us our sins. Oh Allah, you are al-afu, you are the pardoner. You love to pardon sins, so pardon ours.